As heavy rucksack after heavy rucksack arrived at school on Friday morning, there could only be one meaning, D of E. This time, it was the real thing, the silver qualifying expedition. Although this experienced group were well versed in D of E expeditions, the unfamiliar terrain of the Y Valley awaited. The students were both excited and nervous about the 3 days ahead. A motorway service stop en route ensured students were full of energy, or should that say McDonald's, when they arrived at the start point in Ross-on-Wye. Navigating their way out of the town and into some very challenging terrain, their map reading skills were tested immediately, as well as their teamwork and leadership. Kern Bridge was the ideal place to recharge the batteries as groups stopped for lunch next to the beautiful River Wye. Navigation became easier at this point, but there was still a distance to cover before reaching camp. As the sun started to lower in the sky, the groups entered camp and ended up eating in the dark. The mood wasn't dampened by the later-than-planned arrival, which is more than can be said for the firewood. Saturday morning arrived before they knew it, and the groups were packing up, making breakfast, and enjoying the glorious location of the Biblins Youth Campsite. Groups departed, crossing the famous Biblins Bridge and making their way to the Kimmin. An extremely physically demanding walk, but once again students were rewarded with beautiful views. After lunch, students entered the Forest of Dean and navigated their way to camp. This time, arriving in daylight, students enjoyed a slightly more relaxing and warmer evening. Marshmallows were shared and games were played, all while enjoying the campfire. Sunday morning saw Mother Nature throwing a spanner in the works. Rain. Packing away soggy tents is never much fun, but the resilience of this group of students meant that morale remained high and they were soon ready to set off on their final day of walking. Precise navigation and yet another challenging route was once again rewarded with one of the nicest views of the Forest of Dean, from Simon's Yat Rock. Rucksacks were downed momentarily, and snacks were enjoyed. The end was within touching distance now. Staff made their way to the final checkpoint. I cannot confirm or deny that there was coffee cake, millionaire shortbread, or Bakewell slices involved at this point. Two very tired groups of students arrived in good time. The silver qualifying expedition was completed, successfully. From my point of view, we could not ask for a better group of students to see progress from bronze to silver. Each and every one of them is a credit to themselves. The Duke of Edinburgh Award develops skills required for life. What is often missed off is the fact that the memories made while completing the award also last a lifetime. Well done, Silver Team, we are extremely proud of you all. Mr. Croydon, Mrs. Ager and Mr. Savage.